The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Today, the 19th of May, 2022, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Liam's at the helm. Good morning there, son.
Good morning.
Okay.
Good morning, Liam.
And what national day is it there, buddy?
Let me pull it up real quick.
Okay. Now, just remember, every day I'm going to ask you this. Days I don't ask you, but you know. Liam has come on with us to be running the boards, and he's doing just a great job.
There's not a lot of them.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know what either of them are. National Devil's Food Cake Day.
Okay, that's enough.
That's cool. That's enough. Cool.
Aren't those red? Devil's food cake.
Devil's food cake. Well,
are they red?
No, that's a red velvet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. That's okay. I don't need to know. What's the weather look like? Well, I tell you what, at the rodeo last night, it was a little warm until the sun, you know, till around 7, which is when the rodeo starts, and it really, really cooled off there along the river.
Ooh. You know, it was 97 yesterday or thereabouts, and it didn't cool off much because it's 71 degrees in downtown Reading as we speak. The high today is predicted to be 83 and a low of 52.
Oh, it's going to be beautiful out there. Absolutely. At the rodeo tonight. Oh.
And on Friday, it's a high of 82 and a low of 57. On Saturday, a high of 88, mostly clear, a low of 59. And on Sunday, a high of 90 and a low of 65. Now, on Monday, we're going to smack up to 95 and a low of 64. And then Tuesday, 98. 97. We're pushing that 100 mark, darn it. But let's hope it stays kind of. You know, if it's below 100, I can actually convince myself it's okay. It's not bad.
Well, this weekend, for this week, for the rodeo, it's going to be perfect weather.
Beautiful.
The pancake breakfast, perfect weather.
Absolutely.
And the parade.
Can't ask for better. We got through cool April nights with perfect weather, and now the rodeo week. Couldn't be better. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. With us today is Judy Flores, who is superintendent of all Shasta County Schools and superintendent of the Office of Education. Did I get that right? Or County Office of Education.
There you go.
COE. I just read where weed's in trouble. Did you read anything about that?
I did not.
The school district, the elementary school up there, they found mold. Mm-hmm. I mean, throughout the whole school. School was built in the 60s. And they are in deep trouble right now because they can't go to school there. And they're down to like $20,000 in their general fund. Mm. Now, the superintendent or the principal of the have to be superintendent of the elementary school. I mean, this guy is really positive. He says, well, we're going to, you know, we're using this money, but kids can't go to school where there's mold.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so do we have any problems like that?
None that I'm aware of. Our schools have done a great job of keeping facilities in good repair, and several across the county have gone out for bonds to upgrade. I had the chance to be at Sequoia a couple Fridays ago where they did a ribbon cutting for their new music education center.
Cool.
And were able to call out the fact that of their facilities that were built in the 1940s, all of them have been upgraded with electrical, plumbing, you know, to bring them up to current standards. So I know it's been a priority of boards throughout, school boards throughout this county to have the facilities as up to date as possible.
As we can. Judy, tell people about yourself. You know, usually that's the way I start off. But weed was just kind of like I'm thinking because weed, I've always heard good things about the weed schools. Mm. And, you know, the students up there and the story about weed and you know, about where the, a lot of the families came from right after the war and, all that.
As you said, we assume that everybody out there in Radio Land already knows who Judy Flores is and what have you. And the reality is, that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
We still have a lot of people out there who are just kind of waking up to the fact we're even having an election.
Okay.
So we always, we always like to, you know, who is this person and what do we know about them?
Yeah.
Bring a little knowledge to the name.
Okay. So I started teaching in Hayward Unified in 1985. I taught at a year-round school that wasn't for overcrowding, but just as an alternative way to go to school, and taught there for 5 years. In 1989, my dad was part of the team that helped Simpson University move to Shasta County. And so a year later, my husband and I, we were both teachers within Hayward Unified, and we decided we would never be able to buy a home as two teachers living in the Bay Area. And we were looking to move outside of that area. And so after my parents had relocated here, we chose to follow them up the following year. And so I started teaching at Shasta Meadows School in the Enterprise Elementary School District, and I taught there for 3 years before our oldest daughter was born. And then we had three kids within 4.5 years, and during that time I worked part-time. And then...
Three kids in 4 years?
Yes, I did.
Kind of an overachiever, aren't you two?
Well, you know, my family background is I'm the oldest of three.
Okay.
There's 11 years between myself and my youngest sister. And so having that experience, I really wanted my kids to all like the same things and be close in age. And so it was kind of intentional.
That's the way my nephew is. They pop, 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 pop. And that was it. They're, you know. And they're all close.
Yeah.
Okay, so now you have three kids.
Yeah, so...
And what do you do now?
So when I went... I was working out of the school district office, Enterprise Elementary, and I started as a math coach really before that term was around, and supported fourth and fifth grade teachers in how to teach math so that kids really understood it, understood the concepts behind it, not just memorized procedures, and then just continued to move up within the district to take on various other responsibilities until the time in which Tom Armellino became the district superintendent there, then he appointed me or moved me up to be the director of instruction. We didn't have any assistant superintendents at the time within the district, so it was basically the equivalent of that.
Mm-hmm.
And we accomplished some great things together during that period of time. We saw all of our schools become what were called at the time Title I high-achieving schools, which means that high-poverty schools achieving at very high levels outside of what one would expect. And so we began to be asked by other superintendents in the county, what are you doing? You know,
now, which district was this?
Enterprise Elementary.
Enterprise, okay.
And so we began to share, and then several asked Tom if he would be willing to run for county superintendent, which he did. And then a year after...
Was that when Charlie Minor retired?
No, it was actually after Carol Whitmer.
Okay, I remember Carol, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
And so he took his position in 2006. I applied and then was interviewed and took a position in 2007 and spent 10 years as the Assistant Superintendent of Instructional Services and was able to build a wide variety of programs, administrator training program, grant programs and opportunities for teacher training. We built out a wide variety of supports for schools, districts, and families. And when Tom Armellino chose to leave before the end of his term, I said, I don't want to see this work end. And so I applied, and there were actually two of us that interviewed for that position, and I was appointed unanimously by the board to finish out Tom's term, and then I ran and have had this last 4 years as a elected position and am in the final days before we move into election. So
did you have opposition when you ran? Did anyone run against you?
Originally, there was someone who had started the process but never paid the filing fee, okay. And so it was over early.
Yeah. Okay. We're here with Judy Flores, who is the superintendent of COE, the county schools, of all of them. And one of the things we're going to – I've got a couple of things we need to address today, but one of them is – how much power the superintendent of school has.
And, or doesn't have.
Or, well, that was the other thing of it. I was totally surprised years ago when I found out about it, because when I first walked into your offices over there on...
Magnolia.
Uh-huh. I walked in and I saw photos of all... It said superintendents. And I looked row after row after row, and I'm like, who are all these people? I did not realize what Shasta County had as far as districts and the way they did it, because I've never come from a place like that. So we're going to talk about that.
Okay.
This portion of the show, though, brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. Let me tell you, I was at the rodeo last night, being a member of the Reading Rodeo Association. I like red shirts, frankly. Rodeos are okay. No, it's red shirts. And when I got home last night, Linda was still at the Boss Gags concert. And so I went in, took a shower, hopped onto my Sleep Number bed. Now, we can adjust that Sleep Number bed. And you can raise the foot portion of it. I took that thing up to kind of relieve the pressure off the dogs that had been standing in gravel all night, running around, doing things. That Sleep Number bed is just absolutely fantastic.
My Sleep Number is generally 55. However, I have a tendency to do things from time to time, as you know, if you tear up this or you pull that or you move just wrong. My sciatica nerve has the habit of getting really... The other night I had to turn it down to 35 to get into a position where I could be comfortable, yeah. Went right back to sleep. Sleep number
gives you the
amazing
ability to, you know, life, as I've said so many times, life is compromise.
Yes.
Marriage is compromise. You don't have to compromise on your bed. My Sleep Number setting was 55. Linda's Sleep Number setting was 30 last night. You know, we don't have to compromise on that. And Sleep Number has been proven to provide over 170 hours more restful sleep each year. And the statistics are there, the tests are there.
And the beds last forever, I think. I've had mine over 20 years.
Yeah, my whole family has, after, you know, they talk to us about it. People ask us, do you really have a Sleep Number bed? Yeah, we really like it. And so a lot of people we know has gone out and bought them. Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because every great day starts the night before. It's time for Sleep Number's Memorial Day sale. You can save $1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed Queen. Now only $1,999 for a limited time. Only at our Sleep Number store here in Reading, in the Target Shopping Center over there by the Vitamin Shop. Go over there. Lay on the beds. Make them show you every bed, and you're going to find one you love. See sleepnumber.com for more details. We'll be right back.
Kevin Cry is running for Shasta County Supervisor to address the homelessness and property crime in our community. By acting compassionately but demanding accountability, he knows we can reduce crime, restore our public spaces to the use of all, and help less fortunate residents live their best lives possible. What we are currently doing isn't working, and as Supervisor for District 1, Kevin Cry's priority will be to fight to end homelessness in Shasta County, not sweep its core problems under the rug. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Your story begins here. Voted 2021 Best in the North State to Hold a Work Event. Book your event and let Wind River Resort and Casino make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you'll be amazed. 530-339-7454 or visit WindRiver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hey Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. We've elected career politicians for years now, hoping that the homeless problem, crime, wildfires, and water shortages will get better, and instead they all get worse. I am not a career politician. I'm an experienced businessman who knows how to solve problems and think outside the box. I want to work on our problems, not use them as campaign material every 4 years. Stop the insanity. Vote Chris Kellstrom for District 5 Supervisor. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor. Hey, Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here again. I'm running for Supervisor in District 5, which includes Anderson, Shingletown, now Happy Valley, and Cottonwood, where I live. The Anderson-Cottonwood Irrigation District is not getting any water in its canals for the first time in over 100 years. Happy Valley is again seeing huge restrictions. Mark Twain said, whiskey is for drinking and water is for fighting over. We are in a fight for sure. The Delta Smelt found some pretty good lawyers, and I think it's time for the citizens, ranchers, and farmers to find some better ones. Our needs must be moved above those of the fish and radical environmentalists. Help me fight. Paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Voters of Shasta County, Sheriff Michael Johnson is a committed leader and respected peacekeeper of our county. Sheriff Michael Johnson has served our community, enforced justice, and has led by example. Michael Johnson has the high moral character and courage to lead the sheriff's office in the face of adversity. Sheriff Johnson has proven himself as a committed community multi-agency collaborator and that he possesses the integrity and experience necessary to lead our county as the sheriff coroner. I ask you to join me in voting for strong, experienced leadership. The Deputy Sheriff Association, the Sheriff's Administrative Association, and the District Attorneys Association are all fully behind our sheriff. Go to ShastaVote.com. Join me and vote Johnson for sheriff.
Ad paid for by ShastaVote, informing voters and electing qualified candidates. Supporting Bridget for District Attorney, Johnson for Sheriff, Darling Allen for Clerk, Flores for Superintendent, Browning and Reznor for Supervisor 2022. Committee major funding from Sierra Pacific Industries, not authorized by a candidate or committee controlled by a candidate.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Sometimes it's hard to know who to vote for Shasta County Supervisor District 5. But this time, the choice is clear. Chris Kellstrom resides in Cottonwood and is a Shasta County native who believes in faith, family, and the Constitution. Chris Kellstrom is not a politician and will not raise your taxes to solve your problems. And at 6'9", he really is head and shoulders above the rest. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Voter fraud is a hot topic these days, with certain voting machines at the center of the conversation. As voters, we need a voting system we can trust. Our current county clerk believes these leased voting machines are trustworthy and plans to use them for the next 5 years. We need a new county clerk that will work to replace these machines with one of 8 California-approved alternatives. Vote Bob Holsinger for Shasta County Clerk on June 7th. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
If SB 1464 passes the California legislature, it will require law enforcement to enforce all public health orders, whether they agree with health orders or not. We cannot let that happen to our community. Kevin Cry is running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 1, to make sure our communities are safe from tyranny. We all live in this community together, and we cannot allow for one group to be pulled into harassing another. We must stand together, and we must vote for Kevin Cry for Supervisor, District 1. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Yeah, welcome back to 3-5 Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Trish Clark and Carl Botts. Thursday, Trish is my Trisha's my Thursday girl.
I love Thursday mornings. I'll accept the part where I have to get up at 5:30.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey.
That's not good.
You could just put a cowboy hat on your head, and you don't have to do your hair.
That doesn't happen, Carl.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. You know, Shasta Regional Medical Center, besides just being the top-rated hospital in this area by far, is a proud sponsor of downtown Reading. They sponsor many of the downtown events going on. They're on the Chamber of Commerce board. They sponsor, in fact, when we have the Chamber of Commerce on our station every month, they sponsor that. So not only that, but they are so involved in our community and doing things for our community. So they're much more than just a hospital that provides medical care. They provide love to Shasta County, in my opinion. Trish and I are here with Judy Flores. Now, Judy, I would be remiss not to talk about this huge thing that came up during the debate that day. And I'll tell you, you know, I saw somebody sent me an email with part of the fiasco at the beginning. I went, that's strange. But then I saw the rest of it. Can you tell people what happened that night?
In regard to the pledge?
Yeah, pledge.
So,
we need to hear your side here.
Okay, sure. So as the forum was getting started, the moderator, who was Susan Wilson, had let the audience know kind of how everything would be structured, and then she explained what the opening statements would be and said that Brian Caples had selected to go number two, and so I was the first to share an opening statement. So we were asked to stay seated while giving our statement so that the camera operator could easily see everything that was going on. And so from my seat, I gave my opening statement and then turned it over to Susan, who then had Brian start his opening statement, and he wanted to stand, even though he was asked by both the moderator and the recorder to stay seated, and then proceeded to say, I want to start with the Pledge of Allegiance, to which Susan Wilson, and so everyone in the audience, including myself,
including yourself,
stood, put my hand over my heart, waited for the pledge to begin, and then there was discussion going back and forth between Susan Wilson and Brian about that the League of Women Voters does not include the pledge as part of the forum.
She was on the show the other day, and I'll follow up after your comments with that.
Okay. And so she asked everyone in the audience to sit down. And so because of that, I sat down. The majority of the audience also sat down. And as Brian continued to go back and forth with Susan, someone from the audience started the pledge, and then it was finished. So it really was, in my mind, a misuse of, well, number one, it was supposed to be his three-minute opening statement. So if he wants to do that as part of his opening statement, certainly I would have obliged. I stood to participate. But I also am mindful of the fact that the League of Women Voters had asked right during that time for us all to sit down. And
it was a confusing time.
It was very confusing.
I'm not defending Judy. And Brian has a perfect right to do it. Mm-hmm. And frankly, I think the League of Women Voters stepped, you know, as Susan Wilson said, she took full responsibility for this, for the confusion that happened. And this is just Carl. Now, I think, you know, there's nothing wrong with saying the Pledge of Allegiance before you start. Mm-hmm. But she said that they've been an organization since for 100 years or something, and they've never done that. But it was confusion. And one thing I wanted to get out to people was that the video I showed, where you were up, you mm-hmm. were standing up, mm-hmm. and then the confusion that went through there from that. So I wanted to hear from you. The election, or the, I guess I should say the, what is this? The
primary
here has for the first time that I can remember, we've had people running for every position You know, have you, I mean, you've probably seen that.
Well,
but this is the first time. I mean, I've been here for like 12 years and, people, last time you ran, it was unopposed. And, you know, I think a lot of these positions, nobody ever runs against. This is the first time I've ever seen people
in
do
the
that.
Past.
And I think it's great, frankly.
Well, I was just going to say, in the past, these offices, the constitutional offices, clerk of the board, county treasurer, county assessor, superintendent of schools, who am I missing? Assessor, recorder,
district attorney,
mm-hmm. sheriff. Those have all been opposed in the past. There quite often were races for it. And I quite frankly think that's a good thing. I will say that I believe that there's a lot of reasons to have with that. Part of it is the fact we no longer have a newspaper. Part of it is that a lot of the public is even unaware that these seats are available to run for. Quite frankly, they're unaware they even exist. And so I kind of am in favor of the fact that I think it's wonderful that we now have a more knowledgeable base of citizens who are paying attention to what these offices are. And I've always said, that's your opportunity to rate the people you've elected and put in office. Every 4 years, the citizens get a chance to give you a report card. Are they doing what they said they were going to do when they got elected? And if you're doing a good job, you should have no fear of having to stand up and say it again. That's how you keep your job. Mm-hmm. You're an elected. So I think it's good. I'm going to just voice a little. I don't like the slates we've done. I don't like this group of candidates and that group of candidates. And I've encouraged everyone, look at each office. Look at the people running for it. Look for their qualifications. And don't worry about who they supported or who they're standing next to, look at the person.
Yeah, I think one of the things that's important for our community to understand is really what the role is within each office.
Exactly.
And I think oftentimes that's misunderstood. You know, I'll take my race because that's the one,
you
know, that I can speak to most specifically. And when I think about what the race is, it's so important for our community to really understand what this position can and can't do.
Exactly.
So, for example, I don't have any authority over what curriculum a school district uses. I don't have any authority over student discipline and how that's handled within a district. I don't have any authority over teachers or staff members or even the superintendent. All of that goes back to the school district boards.
That are also elected,
right? And then there's other areas such as mandates, such as vaccines that are not even at the local school district level. Those are determined at the state level. And so, you know, really knowing and understanding what each position is able to do and is outlined, you know, in statute to be responsible for. So I think, you know, as I just shared what this position is not, but really what the position is, it's all about support. It's about supporting schools. It's about supporting students and families. One of the key requirements that's outlined in law for this position is to make sure that no district goes bankrupt. If you remember back in the early 1990s, Richmond went bankrupt. And at that point, part of what changed for the role of a county superintendent was to look 3 years out in school district budgets to make sure that they had enough in terms of projected funding to meet all their obligations 3 years out. Mm. So that's actually one of the defined roles, but there's very few roles that are defined in ed code or education code for what the county office is to provide. And so much of what happens then is it really is looking at the needs of schools, the needs of our families in order to best support our local area.
Okay, we're here with Judy Flores. I have some questions when we come back, some kind of follow-up questions on that. Got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. You know, it's Northern California's premier retirement community. It's not an assisted living facility. You know, it's for active seniors. Great accommodations there. They're pet-friendly, gourmet chefs, transportation if you wish it. You don't have to do things anymore like fix the sprinkler system, repaint the kitchen. Any of those things. You know, you're just there to enjoy life. For more information and a tour, personalized tour, give Brian a call at 238-5981 and have lunch, see the, you know, meet people there. This may be the place that, you know, for your sunset years, you're going to have a great time. Worry less, smile more. River Commons Senior Living. We'll be right back with Judy Flores.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Proven experience, fighting for you.
This is Stephanie Bridget, your Shasta County District Attorney. I've spent two decades fighting for your safety. I've personally prosecuted murderers, rapists, and child molesters, sending them to prison for life. I have met with and advocated for thousands of victims, giving them a voice against those that have harmed them. I am tough on crime and support a bigger jail. Vote for me, Stephanie Bridget, on June 7th.
Paid for by Stephanie Bridget for District Attorney 2022.
I'm Ed Rollman, a third-generation Shasta County native, business owner, and founder of the Merchants Crime Watch. District Attorney Stephanie Bridget has a 20-year proven record of fighting for the safety of Shasta County, including protecting local businesses from repeat offenders. That's why I support her re-election. We don't need someone like her opponent, a workers' comp lawyer with no experience who will need on-the-job training. Vote Stephanie Bridget for Shasta County District Attorney.
Paid for by Stephanie Bridget for District Attorney 2022.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlus Tap House, of course. Charlus Pizza, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlus will not disappoint when you bite into the cheesy, creamy, meaty goodness of their hand-tossed crispy crust. It's an experience you won't find anywhere else in Reading. Pizza just brings people together for food and fun. Charlus Tap House also offers house specials, homemade pastas, sandwiches, soups, and delicious salads. Everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous house special every Friday and Saturday night. Tender, mouth-watering prime rib. Remember, Charlus Tap House offers a wall of tap beer, your old favorite brews, and new additions on demand. It's the ultimate beer experience. Just grab your tap wall card at the counter and pour your favorite, or try something new. Charlus Tap House, rule number one. Come from a homemade pizza. Stay for the beer wall. You'll find Charlus Tap House in two locations, in the Anderson Outlets and in Reading, at the corner of Shasta and East Street. Charlus Tap House for dine-in, takeout, delivery, and catering. Charlus Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Violent crime rights.
California under siege.
Gang related.
Criminals set free.
Their local police.
Police attacked.
In shooting victims.
Victims ignored.
God, shot my little brother.
Ultra-liberal California Attorney General Rob Bonta has never personally prosecuted drug traffickers or violent gang members. He has zero experience to do the job. Nathan Hochman does. Nathan is the one candidate for Attorney General endorsed by the California Republican Party. He's the only candidate with the real experience to keep us safe. As Assistant U.S. Attorney, Hochman prosecuted corrupt government officials and locked up violent drug traffickers and gang members.
I'm Nathan Hochman. What's happening in California is unacceptable. Politicians ignore us while communities are attacked. As Attorney General, I'll actually do the job and prosecute criminals. I will always protect California first.
Nathan Hochman, an attorney general who will keep us safe.
Paid for by Nathan Hochman for Attorney General 2022.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Hey, thinking about purchasing an electric car, you know, I'm not sure where electric cars are going to go. They're the future, but all the ramifications about it. But if you are and you've done your research, Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle in a charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. We're here with Judy Flores, who is the superintendent of all the schools, the County Office of Education. When they shut the schools down, what was your opinion of that when this edict came out of the state saying shut the schools down, no in-person? You've been around education long enough to know what kind of impact that's going to have.
Yeah, it was huge. And within just a couple of weeks, I reached out to all of our district superintendents right in the end of June of 2020 and said, we cannot do this to our kids next year. We didn't know if we would reopen that spring, but we said, we definitely can't do this next year. We can't do it for our families. We can't have our students be in distance learning. And so beginning in early April, I convened six different...
Now, this is 2020.
Yeah.
Okay.
Convened six different work groups to say, what would it really look like and need to include to reopen? Because we were beginning to learn that what would be required is approval by public health for us to reopen, along with data looking a certain way.
So that would have been Health and Human, Karen Ramstrom then.
Yes. Right. And so through the Roadmap to Recovery Committee that I was a part of representing education that she had convened, I asked for help. And we were able to get a lady by the name of Janessa Hartman from Public Health full time. And she worked with these six different work groups that we put in place. So what would this mean for bus transportation? What would this mean for if we had to pivot from in-person to distance learning in terms of, for example, hotspots for a family as opposed to every student needing one? What would this mean for wellness for staff and students? What do we need to consider and be ready for? So we had six different groups that were all thinking about different aspects, and they would meet and then convene once a week, and we would share what we were learning. So by the end of a three-month period, we had this work going on in April, May, and June. So by the end of June, we had agreed that as long as our data was in a good spot, right, low number of cases, that we were prepared to open when school started. And so our office took the plans that were created by the districts through these work groups and created a common document for parents to say, this is what it's going to look like to return to schools. This is what the requirements would be. And they weren't requirements we were saying. It was to be in alignment with what California Department of Public Health was saying and other health sources. And so we then were able across Shasta County to open in August our doors, and we were one of almost a handful of other places in the state that opened.
So Shasta County opened their schools.
Absolutely.
Now see, this is interesting because, as you probably know, a lot of people think just the schools were shut down.
Statewide.
And they were for 3 months.
3 months.
And then the rest of the state Now, we opened our schools then. Did every, I mean, so everybody could go to school. But there were rules.
There were rules that we had to follow to have schools open. There were two of the districts in very, very small schools in rural communities in our county that didn't have the staffing to be able to come back face to face. But they all had the ability to. And so over the course of the year, we were in session more than any other county in the state. Most of the state didn't start bringing kids back until March or April of 21.
Mm-hmm. So in, but you're saying in August of 2020.
So the fall session.
The fall session, we opened our schools.
We did.
Okay.
We did.
Now, did you have to do the 6 feet and all that?
Well, so.
Or not? Because 6 feet was an from what I was told, mm-hmm. that was just an arbitrary number. Maybe you told me that.
Well,
somebody told me that was just an arbitrary number somebody pulled out of their butt. Yeah, 6 feet.
I'm not sure. What I do know is we opened with less than 6 feet of space.
Yeah.
And then come January, when the state, the California Department of Public Health was getting ready for the rest of the schools in the state to open, they came out with some requirements in January that said you must have 6 feet of space. And so I reached out to the education advisor to the governor, Brooks Allen, and said, wait a minute, we have been in session without transmission on school campuses all fall. We shouldn't have to change what we're doing now because this would send half of our kids home in our larger schools anyway, half of our kids home every day and have to go to some sort of hybrid model. So we were able to convene a meeting with two leaders from the California Department of Public Health, Brooks Allen from the governor's office, Karen Ramstrom, Robin Schrigg, who's our public health director, and one of our district superintendents and myself, and explain to them what are all the measures that we put in place over the course of getting ready for the fall? What is the data that we've seen during the fall? And through that effort, we were given permission to continue to stay open with less than 6 feet of space.
Well, we got to take a break again. But,
and then I have another question.
Yeah.
A different
subject. When we come back. But I talked to a couple of students, and they were doing kind of a hybrid model.
At the Shasta Union High School District, even with less than 6 feet of space, the numbers in their classrooms, they were in hybrid all of last year. And so
in hybrid meant they were in school part of the time and at home part of the
that's
time.
That's correct.
And why was that?
Due to the amount of space that they typically have between students is much smaller.
Yeah.
Their class sizes tend to be larger at the high school level. Mm-hmm. And in order to abide by what was required, even with 3 or 4 feet of space, they needed to go to a hybrid model.
Part of them could go to school at one time.
Yeah, and that was the only district for which that was the case.
Okay. We're going to take a break here. We're Judy Flores. Portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. You know, if you're not getting treatment for that work injury because of a denial, give Patrick Gorman a call. 530-262-2168. He is truly an expert when it comes to workers' compensation. The insurance companies have legions of lawyers. You need somebody that's going to fight for you. And Patrick is a little bulldog. Former 101st Airborne Assault Infantryman, a former law enforcement officer, and now a lawyer fighting for your rights. Give Patrick a call at 530-262-2168. He answers his phone. That's what I like. You know, when you call somebody, you want to talk to the boss. We'll be right back.
For years, Shasta County residents have been plagued by homeless encampments, property crimes, and illegal marijuana grows. As a father and grandfather, I get frustrated hearing our current elected officials pass the buck on these persistent problems. We need new leadership, and we need it now. That's why I'm voting Eric Jensen for district attorney. Eric is an experienced attorney from outside the political establishment. Eric supports law enforcement, building a more adequate local jail, and working alongside the community to make Shasta County safe again. It's time for real leadership. It's time for Eric Jensen.
This ad paid for by the Liberty Committee. Not- not endorsed by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Freshen up your home with spring decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center in Anderson, featuring antique lamps and lighting, desks and dressers, linens and love seats, and more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center in Anderson. Open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 10 to 6. Sunday, noon to 5. Closed on Tuesdays. Call 530-365-1399. That's 530-365-1399.
Shasta County, Chris Kallstrom again. One of the small things I'd like to do as a supervisor is to put a survey on every receipt at every county counter. Fast food restaurants and grocery stores already do this, and it provides good information to those businesses on how to improve their service. The county departments I've dealt with these last couple years have been great, and I say keep up the good work. If there's any problems out there, I think this would be a quick and easy way to identify and improve them. I want all departments to be as customer-friendly as the ones I've most recently visited. Let's make Shasta County number one in customer service. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kallstrom, District 5 Supervisor. Hey, Shasta County, Chris Kallstrom here. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. We've elected career politicians for years now, hoping that the homeless problem, crime, wildfires, and water shortages will get better, and instead they all get worse. I am not a career politician. I'm an experienced businessman who knows how to solve problems and think outside the box. I want to work on our problems, not use them as campaign material every 4 years. Stop the insanity. Vote Chris Kallstrom for District 5 Supervisor. Is that paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kallstrom, District 5 Supervisor?
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
This is Baron Browning. I'm running for Shasta County Supervisor to make sure the worst wildfires we faced stay in the past. Like you, I've witnessed the aftermath of fires, millions of dollars in destruction of property, endless loss of natural beauty, and the needless lives of heroes taken. No one should have to live in fear that their home will burn down. With your vote, we'll combat wildfire together.
Paid for by the committee to elect Baron Browning for Supervisor 2022.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
For years, Shasta County residents have been plagued by homeless encampments, property crimes, and illegal marijuana grows. I get frustrated hearing our current elected officials pass the buck on these persistent problems. We need new leadership, and we need it now. That's why I'm voting for Eric Jensen for district attorney. Eric is an experienced attorney from outside the political establishment. Eric supports law enforcement, building a better local jail, and working alongside the community to make Shasta County safe again. It's time for real leadership. It's time for Eric Jensen. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or a candidates committee.
I'd do it all again.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Give Jeannie Maxwell a call at 221-0441. She's been helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. We're here with Judy Flores, who is the superintendent of the county Office of Education for all the Shasta County schools.
Okay, and Judy, I have one question. When you were on, maybe a couple of months ago, mm-hmm. It's been a while, and we talked about some things that have been an issue, and one of them was critical race theory. And was that a problem in Shasta County and, more importantly, in the state of California? And you indicated that you thought that it really wasn't that much. And yet when I look online and I see things and I talk to parents, there are some issues of the critical race theory, and whether it's called that or called something else. But the white privilege and the acrimony about race within our schools and the sex education. Speak to that. And then we're getting close to the end, so you need to wrap up and tell us why we should vote for you.
Okay. Well, so I think one of the big pieces to understand at a 10,000-foot view is whether you're talking about sex education or anything to do with history, standards, or topics that are covered within schools, that is all under the authority of the local school board. They are the ones that adopt curriculum materials that are used within schools. And I always encourage parents to be good consumers. Take a look. When those textbooks are in the process of being adopted, that all goes before the local school board. And so parents have that opportunity to weigh in and give their feedback on curriculum. The standards, so what's included by way of what to teach, is determined at the state board level. And so state board takes feedback from parents, from various groups as well. But to specifically answer your question, when we talk about critical race theory, that has become kind of this all-encompassing bucket, so to speak, of things that really are not critical race theory. If you go back to what critical race theory is all about, it's looking at policies and structures that have been put in place that limit access or opportunities for certain groups of people. The example I like to give, because to me it's pretty straightforward, is when you look at students who may not have access to go to a UC, what is blocking their access? Was it because they didn't have AP courses at their very small rural high school? So it's really looking at the systems and structures that are getting in the way of access and opportunity. That's what critical race theory is all about. But what's thrown into that bucket is, Trish, certainly what you brought up, this idea of white privilege, other aspects having to do with that. So what you do see within the history social science standards is this idea of perspective. And let's just take this from a Civil War perspective, okay? So if we are talking about in a 8th grade history or 11th grade history class about the Civil War, what the California state standards for history talk about are what would be the perspective of that war if you were the president? What would have been the perspective of that war if you were a slave in the South? What would have been the perspective of that war if you were a mom of someone who is fighting, either North or South? So it's really about perspective taking. There's no evidence that it is about making anyone feel bad, but it's helping people to gain a perspective other than the one that they may have known and been raised with, so that they can value other people and really stop to understand and seek to really understand the perspectives of others.
We've got one minute.
Okay, I just want to say okay. We kind of have to get the feeling that this all came to light because parents with homeschooling were actually paying more attention to what their children, in fact, were learning.
And that would
which
be...
Which is on them. They should have learned before. And I'll let you finish.
Well, again, I'll go back to when you think about curriculum, it really goes back to the board, and I would encourage all parents to be active in taking a look at
can the school board, okay, the state says you have to teach this, but the school boards can say, yeah, but this is how we're going to do it. Is that correct?
The state,
they can choose the perspective from which they teach it.
They choose the curriculum. The local school board chooses the curriculum. The standards are identified at the state level.
Okay. How do people get a hold of the Judy Flores committee and all those kind of things?
Yeah, so I have a website, judyflores.info, and on that website you'll see over 450 people who have put their name to endorse me in the upcoming election. There's many examples of the work that we've been involved in over the last 5 years that I've been in this position. And I there's an email address right connected on that website. If anyone is interested in learning more or having follow-up conversations, that's the email address that I'm using to communicate out with our community. So thank you so much for having me this morning.
You bet, and thanks for being on the show. Hey, we're going to leave right now for the news. We come back, we've got the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard. We're going to talk to those young men and find out a little bit about them. They come up here every year, and it's been going on for almost a decade. And why do they keep coming back?
Because Carl keeps inviting them.
Well, yeah, but besides that, but you know, they can choose, pick and choose any spot they want to go to. We'll be right back after the news.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Anderson, it's a great honor to have both of you here at the White House as Finland and Sweden began the process of joining NATO.
Historically neutral countries, Finland and Sweden pushed into the arms of NATO by Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine. Slammed by critics as an Orwellian Ministry of Truth, the Biden administration's so-called disinformation board has been put on hold. Its would-be director has resigned. The administration taking new action in response to the nationwide shortage of infant formula.
Under growing political pressure to ease the shortage, President Biden has invoked the Defense Production Act to speed production of formula. The order requires suppliers of formula manufacturers to prioritize those companies. He's also authorizing the Pentagon to use commercial aircraft to fly formula supplies from overseas to the U.S. In a statement, Mr. Biden said he's directed his team to do everything possible to ensure there's enough safe baby formula. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Philadelphia, the latest U.S. city having to deal with a surge of violence. 5 people wounded, caught up in gunfire. It erupted last night near Temple University. Gas prices continuing to skyrocket, no end in sight. AAA reporting the national average for a gallon of regular is just under $4.59, a record high, and it's up 2 cents since yesterday. President Biden catching flack for easing sanctions on oil-rich Venezuela. Biden is looking to import oil from the socialist country instead of stepping up domestic production. Wall Street, the Dow is down 326 points, the NASDAQ 36 points higher, the S&P is down 22. More on these stories, townhall.com.
This is jaw-dropping.
2,000 Mules, the shocking new movie from Dinesh D'Souza. Cell phone geo-tracking tells the truth behind the 2020 election conspiracy.
Philadelphia alone, we've identified more than 1,100 mules. This is organized crime.
They have ruined Election Day in the United States of America. That's provable.
See the proof for yourself. 2,000 Mules. Watch it or buy it today at SalemNow.com. That's SalemNow.com. Sponsored by Salem Media Group.
Hi, Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. Step up your grilling game with our Solaire Portable Infrared Grills. Our Compact Everywhere is a favorite of RVers and trailer pullers. Solaire Infrared provides the quick sear for bar marks and texture needed to properly finish sous vide. Use a portable alongside your larger conventional grill to create an instant sear zone and more juicy and flavorful food. Learn more at BestHotGrill.com. Affordable, powerful, portable infrared grills at BestHotGrill.com.
At 3.9%, Australia's unemployment rate dropping to an almost 50-year low. The BBC's Phil Mercer is in Sydney.
Firms are desperate for workers, and experts say the economy has almost no spare capacity. Skilled migrants, backpackers and international students who were shut out during the pandemic have yet to return to work in Australia in significant numbers. The low unemployment rate could boost the Prime Minister Scott Morrison's chances of re-election on Saturday. His rivals, though, say voters are more concerned about the soaring cost of living.
Dozens of prominent conservatives from Europe, the U.S., elsewhere, gathering in Hungary for the American Conservative Political Action Conference, or CPAC, being held in Europe for the first time. Prime Minister Viktor Orban calling Hungary the bastion of conservative Christian values in Europe. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The feds investigating a Tesla crash in California left several people dead.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration on Wednesday confirmed it had sent a special crash investigation team to probe the May 12th crash on Pacific Coast Highway in Newport Beach. The investigation is part of a larger inquiry by the agency into crashes involving advanced driver assistance systems such as Tesla's autopilot. Since 2016, the agency has sent teams to 34 crashes in which the systems were either in use or suspected of operating. According to a NHTSA document released Wednesday, of the 34, 28 involved Teslas. Keith Peters reporting.
Massachusetts reporting a rare case of monkeypox in a man who recently traveled to Canada. And health officials are now looking into whether it's connected to a small series of outbreaks that have occurred in Europe. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Good morning, everybody. Today, the 19th of May, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Rated number one by the Leapfrog Organization, Medicare, Medicaid. Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Liam's at the helm. Good morning, Liam. Hello.
Liam's busy doing something else.
Liam's doing things in there.
Yeah, lots going on.
Yeah, Trish, what's the weather look like?
Well, it's 71 degrees in downtown Reading. We have a wind advisory and a red flag warning, so we want to be sure that everybody's paying attention to the fact it's heating up. Don't be doing stupid things like cutting lawns in high heat and burning anything.
Red flag warning out.
Red flag warning out. So mostly sunny today, a high of 83 and a low of 52. On Friday, a high of 82 and a low of 57. On Saturday, a high of 88 and a low of 59. Sunday, we're bumping up to the 90s, and on Monday, 95. And all next week, we're going to look into the high 90s. We're bumping that 100-degree mark. Hopefully, we'll stay down below it, but please be aware of the wind advisory and the red flag warning. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. Sitting across from us are
four fine-looking gentlemen.
We got four leathernecks here. You know, what is it? Twisted Steel and Sex Appeal. The United States Marine Corps has landed. Hey, with us are the four Marines that are with the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard. And we're going to start with Sergeant Drumheller. Good morning. Get right there.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
I'm fine. Hey, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I am from Virginia, Scottsville, Virginia. I joined the Marine Corps in 2017, spent 4 years in the infantry as a mortarman, and then I applied for a position out on the Mounted Color Guard, got accepted through that process, and now I'm here.
Were you a horseman to begin with?
Yes, sir, I was. I've been riding for about 10 years before I got with the team. I competed in rodeos in high school and whatnot.
Now, people that are outside the service won't understand this question, but isn't it fun carrying that mortar plate around?
Oh, yeah. It's a great time. It's a great time.
Unless you've done that, you have no real appreciation for it. So how long have you been in the Color Guard?
I've been in the Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard for about a year now. This actually last year was my first event ever performing with the team. So it's pretty exciting to be back carrying the American flag.
Sergeant, I tell people this is the last Color Guard, Mounted Color Guard in the Department of Defense. Is that true?
So we are not the last Mounted Color Guard in the Department of Defense. We are in the Marine Corps. We are the only mounted unit in the Marine Corps other than the Packers Corps out of Bridgeport. But, yes, we are the only one in the Marine Corps.
Okay.
And the Army, however, does have mounted units, and they do have variations of a color guard and historical elements in their mounted units.
Do they go out like you all do, though?
They do. They have multiple, however, so different groups go out in different parts of the country.
Okay. I knew they had at Arlington, but I didn't realize they were pushing out. But this is the only Marine Corps mounted color guard.
Yes, sir.
How long y'all been coming here?
Shoot, you would have to ask Gordon that. I know it's been about 12 to 15 years.
How many years? 12? 12, right? Okay. All right, let's go over to Corporal Smith here. Good morning, Corporal Smith.
Good morning, Carl.
And tell us about you.
I'm originally from Atlanta, Georgia. Uh-huh. I joined in 2017. Uh-huh. I've been in the fleet for like 5 years. I originally played basketball for the Marine Corps Mounted team for like a year. I'm Marine Corps basketball team for like a year in Alaska. Pretty good time.
In Alaska? Yeah. Where? Oh, at ADAC? Or where? Oh, Anchorage? How'd you get there?
I was playing a pickup game.
But how'd you get to Anchorage? I mean, do we have Marines in Anchorage?
No, we don't.
Okay.
It was an Army base.
Oh, an Army base. Okay, I got it. Okay. So what... What made you join the Mounted Color Guard?
So I was stationed in Camp Pendleton, but my wife was stationed in Fort Irwin.
Uh-huh.
And the additions in the Marine Corps, they don't like it. So they gave me orders to come here to the team. Well, I originally had orders to the base, but the sergeant major asked me, do I like horses? And I told him I never rode one. So he was like, good deal for you. You go in there to learn. So I ended up that end.
You know what? The Marine Corps, God bless us. You know, hey, do you know anything about horses? No. Well, I'm going to put you in the Mounted Color Guard. Well, thank you. Thank you, Sergeant Major. Thank you, Sergeant Major. So how long have you been in the Guard?
I've been in for 6 months.
Okay. So is it everything you thought it was going to be? Or I mean, not having ridden before.
It was a pretty
challenge.
Challenge.
You look good. So, like, you've been doing it your whole life.
Thank you, Carl.
Okay. They really like calling me Carl. Now, don't get screwed up on this when you go back, okay? And call your colonel that, okay? I introduced myself as that. I retired a long time ago.
You introduced yourself as colonel?
Nope, I don't. I introduced myself as Carl. Okay, who's next? You. Okay, pull that right there in front of you.
And introduce yourself.
Yes.
Good morning, sir. My name is Lance Corporal Loza Moreno. I'm originally from Los Angeles, California.
Okay. Now, are you a horseman?
Not a horseman.
Okay. But you are now.
I am now.
You are now.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So how long have you been in?
So I joined the Marine Corps back in 2017 as an 0311 infantryman. I was in the fleet for 3 years in Hawaii. I reenlisted, and I got sent to Barstow, California, to the Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard.
Did you ask for that?
I did not.
So I walked in, Sergeant Major says, you ever been on a horse?
Never.
Okay.
Yes.
I've got a good job for you.
Yes.
I love the Marine Corps. You know, I really do. Okay. Lance Corporal Conrad.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Tell us about you.
My name is Lance Corporal Conrad. Originally, I'm from Valdez, Wisconsin. I joined the Marine Corps in 2019. And I started out as a 2111 armor. I was in the fleet for roughly almost a year, and then I had originally joined the Marine Corps to be a part of the Mounted Color Guard. I had just then had my first opportunity to apply, and I was very fortunate to get accepted.
You wanted to be in.
I did.
You could actually ride a horse.
I had worked with horses before, but I didn't have much riding experience at all, more farming experience type. Mm-hmm. And then any consistent riding I did or horse work that I did was with the team.
Now, you saw the Mounted Color Guard, Is that what happened at some point in your life and you said, I'd like to do that?
I never saw the Monticolor Guard growing up. Basically what happened was I had worked for some places that had horses and I looked for basically any opportunity the Marine Corps had to work with horses. And that's the first thing I came across was the Monticolor Guard and I said, I'm going to do that.
And so did you have to reenlist or was that a after you came out of the fleet?
I am still on my first enlistment. I haven't okay. haven't reenlisted yet. That's still in the cards, but I'm not 100% sure what's going to happen yet.
Yeah. Well, you know, you never know. Sergeant, is it how many trips a year do y'all take?
So coming out of COVID, the year with COVID, our trips they're starting to increase now, and we're actually starting to make our team bigger so we can have two teams to push out at a time. We're gone for about 32 weeks out of the year on average back to back. And then so that equals probably 20-ish events local, some local to where we are around Barstow that mm-hmm. are day trips and others that we just went out to Kentucky. So we go as far east as that. We go as north as Montana. And we go out to Texas a few times throughout the year as well.
So you have 32 events that you all do. And how many events or how many people ask to have you all?
So quite a few. I don't really have a number on that.
It's always been, you know, in the past, there's, you know, so many requests coming in. And you've got to kind of, you know, pick. And I guess, you know, OIC and, you know, does that and, or says, hey, maybe we haven't been here for before and this looks like it or but coming back to events like you have done here in Reading for this many years, is that kind of unusual or do you all go to some spots a lot?
No, that's actually very usual. So events like Reading, we try to always put y'all on the schedule, stuff like that, because we're super grateful for the community and what everybody here does for us. So we try to give back to the community as much as we can, coming out and meeting people and helping out with the rodeos and whatnot. And we make sure as soon as we're done here, when we go back home, we already put it on the schedule for next year. So
how many members are in the Color Guard?
As of right now, there are six of us.
Okay.
You know, one year I forgot. I don't know why. And I got a phone call. Sir, y'all having a rodeo this year? I had that paperwork out. So we're going to take a quick break here. We're with the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard. They are here probably, I'm going to say 10 years. It could be longer than that.
12 years, I think.
Okay, well, since we opened up the radio station, yeah. Probably. And and having them come back every year has really been an honor to Reading, and the sergeant just explained why. So this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank has been in the business for 15 years, and they are a community bank, local board of directors, local people managing it, and they've been helping move local dreams forward since the day they began. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
The last 2 years revealed who politicians are truly loyal to. It wasn't we the people. True public servants are hard to find. That's why we need Eric Jensen at the helm as our district attorney. Eric is a patriot, a devoted father, an experienced attorney from the private industry. This means he isn't beholden to political cronies or government bureaucrats who will boldly fight for you. The current system has failed us, and Eric Jensen is the only non-establishment candidate for Shasta County District Attorney.
Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hey, Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here. It looks like another hot and dry summer is about to begin, and I pray we won't have any fires. One of the many things I'd like to do as a supervisor is to craft an ordinance to reduce the fuel loads on the federal lands within our county. I would encourage private landowners to reduce the loads on their properties too, but would not burden them with an ordinance, just the federal government with the lands that they manage. We need to get the feds to reduce the risk of fire in our county, not go begging for dollars after we have another disaster. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kelstrom, Supervisor, District 5. Hey, Shasta County, Chris Kelstrom here again. I'm hearing a lot of stories on the campaign trail from citizens who have been told by the county that their sheds are too big and their patio or deck needs a permit. Kiddie pools, doghouses, and even a covered woodpile have been mentioned as instances of grief received from the county. If we are using county equipment and personnel to catch taxpaying citizens doing small improvements on their own property, while we ignore large-scale marijuana grows and transient camps, our priorities need to change. Let's work to make our county better and stop burdening our already overtaxed citizens. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kelstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Voter fraud is a hot topic these days, with certain voting machines at the center of the conversation. As voters, we need a voting system we can trust. Our current county clerk believes these leased voting machines are trustworthy and plans to use them for the next 5 years. We need a new county clerk that will work to replace these machines with one of 8 California-approved alternatives. Vote Bob Holsinger for Shasta County Clerk on June 7th, paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
The pandemic has taken a toll on our country.
The Dow plunging hundreds of points, its worst showing of the year.
A shaky economy, financial strain, all made worse by politicians trying to take advantage.
California, New York, a lot of the blue states where businesses are really struggling to find people. And so what can they do?
Homelessness, rising crime, constitutional rights infringed upon by shutting down schools, churches, and small businesses.
There's a lot going on in the economy. There's a lot of uncertainty at the kitchen table.
Now is the time to stand up for community. Now is the time to move people forward.
I'm Kevin Cry. I'm not a politician. I'm a lifelong Shasta resident, and I don't recognize what our community has become. I'm running to lead with backbone. I'll prioritize public safety and make our community more affordable.
Our local leaders have let us down. We can do better.
Let's bring the North State back.
Paid for by committee to elect Kevin Cry, Shasta County Supervisor, District 1.
The last 2 years revealed who politicians are truly loyal to. It wasn't we, the people. True, public servants are hard to find. That's why we need Eric Jensen at the helm as our district attorney. Eric is a patriot, a devoted father, and experienced attorney from the private sector. This means he isn't beholden to political cronies or government bureaucrats. He will boldly fight for you. The current system has failed us, and Eric Jensen is the only non-establishment candidate for Shasta County District Attorney. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Bott, Trish Clark, and Linda Bott, who's rolled in here too. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, the place to get a haircut, the only place I've had my haircut in 15 years. You know, you ride the horse that brought you. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointments, 244-9478, Man's Last Stronghold. Linda went in there one day, walked in, said hello to everybody, walked out, and she said, "So much testosterone in the air. I think I may have to shave my legs again." So, anyway, we're here with the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard. And Linda, you've got a question.
I do. At the break, we were talking about with these fine gentlemen as they received their duty, two of whom have not been, I believe, around horses, on horses,
And my question is, now that you've been in this experience, you've traveled with the horses, you've paired with your horse, Reno has been 18 years in as one of the horses that ride in the color guard. Which, with each one of you, would you go back again when you retire, or even when you get back home? Will you continue as an equine owner, or will you be involved with horses?
Yes, probably. I'm hoping to have horses in the future. It just comes down to as to when I can afford it and get to where I want to be. But I'm definitely looking to have horses in the future.
All right. How about our next guy?
Oh, yes, definitely. Specifically more for my kids. I want my kids to grow up with horses and, you know.
It's just it's a, so there's something about the responsibility and the connection that you have, because we know that there's really the only thing that we can really control is ourselves, and you guys do so much with the Marine Corps. My question would be then, how about Sergeant Drommeler? I can't have my glasses on, but I'm looking at you.
Yes, ma'am. I do plan on having horses afterwards. I have two of my own as of right now.
Oh.
And I plan on keeping them around for a while and then getting some more in the future. So.
Okay. And how about Corporal Smith?
Yes, I most definitely plan on keeping horses around. After this, I have a one-year-old daughter, and she loves my horse.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for that.
Well, you know, as we know, is two, maybe three of the last Marines that were here last year that have since matriculated on, they've all gotten stayed in the horse industry. And in fact, I was just told they're down in Bishop working the mule, working with the forestry department. You said there was something that's called the Skill Bridge. What is that?
So Skill Bridge is a program that the Marine Corps offers to Marines within 6 months to a year of getting out of the Marine Corps, so their EAS date. And it allows Marines the opportunity to go out and learn a skill or a trade in different fields. There's a lot of different programs, a lot of different companies and businesses offer.
You get full pay and allowances for that? So is it in the general area or?
So no, it's not just in the general area. The way that it kind of works is that a lot of companies or businesses or schools or whatnot offer the program out through the government, and then you sign up for the program. If you get accepted or hired to go into that field, you're kind of an intern for that business. You go and you work there for 6 months. The Marine Corps still pays the Marine, and then the business after the 6 months or whatnot can hire you, or you can just move on and keep on going.
Do you get per diem if you're out there? Or not?
You do not.
Okay.
You do not. Some places you do. It's different. It depends
right.
on command. And
well, you know what? They didn't have that. When did they introduce that? Has it been as long as you've been in?
I am not sure.
So okay. Where are y'all heading to after
ready?
So as soon as we get
the
back.
The ones of you that are still able to, you know, ride.
So as soon as we get back from Reading, we'll be back in Barstow for a day, and then we'll head straight out to Missouri. We'll be going to Farmington, Missouri for the Coles Professional Rodeo out there. And then from there, we'll be going straight to Elizabeth, Colorado for the Elizabeth Stampede.
Okay. So you're gone a lot then, as you know, you've been talking about. And the fact that you keep coming back to Reading is cool. And we appreciate that.
Well, and I like the comments you said, because, you know, Shasta County is a very welcoming, warm county, and obviously we're treating you right while you're here. And I want to just say to everybody that that's the highlight for me of the rodeo. When I love that, just I get chills, and I just stand, and I just love to see you guys come into that arena. That is that's the start and the best part of it.
Well, on Friday and Saturday, Linda's going to be singing that national anthem. So don't fall off your horse. Oh, I didn't mean that. Cancel. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention, y'all went fly fishing on the Sacramento yesterday.
Oh, that's a great experience.
Was it Tuesday. Corporal Smith is...
Did you catch anything?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
You have a good time?
Yes, sir, we did.
We'd like to thank the Michelax and the Fly Shop for literally giving us two boats, guides. The guides okay?
Oh, they were amazing. They were amazing.
It's Sacramento River fly fishing.
It's one of the top fisheries in the United States.
I love
the
fly fish.
Let me hear quickly, Lance Corporal Conrad. So, did you enjoy yourself?
Yes, sir. It was a new experience for me. I had never done anything like that before, so it was very cool.
Lance Corporal.
Oh, definitely. It was a great time. It was my first time for fly fishing, so, yeah, it was quite a...
So, did everybody catch something, though? Everybody catch something?
Yes, we all did.
Okay, and Corporal Smith, who is swearing that he got the biggest fish.
Yes, in fact, I caught the biggest one. It was my first time doing it. I really enjoyed it. I'll most definitely do it again.
Well, we want to give a big shout-out to the Mitchell-X and the Fly Shop for doing that, as well as other people. But here's another guy. Gordo, hop in here just for a second. This is Gordon Baugh. And, yes, you know, I may get them here, but it's Gordon who keeps them here and make sure that everything's going, and you and Maria and your wife, Debbie, all are involved with this. And we Absolutely. So much appreciate what you do, because I couldn't do it without, you know, you guys.
I have a great time with these guys. This is like being in the Marines again, you know. I have a great time with
Once a Marine, always a Marine.
Yeah. Yeah. And, we enjoy it.
I just try to make it good for them.
Well, thank you so much for what you're doing. And, gents, I know y'all are on your way out to the Veterans Home today. What else? What other things you got going that you've been doing since you've been here now?
So since we've been here, we helped out with the Special Needs Day over at the Rodeo Grounds.
What'd you think of that?
That was super cool. That was a great experience to be able to see the pure happiness on those kids' faces.
Isn't that something? Give back. And my friends, if you've not been out there on that Monday, or whatever day they decide to do it, special needs kids on horses, you need to go out there and watch it at least once in your life here. What about, okay, what else you have going to, you've been out to the schools, you're going to be at the pancake breakfast?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And everybody, feel free to walk up to them and ask questions or say hello or welcome them here to Redding and Shasta County.
Yes, most definitely.
And you can't miss them.
No. They're pretty cool. Marine uniforms are the best. I'm sorry. It's just is. Oh, and what did I say? Maria Salas. I thought I'd said her name. But anyway, and Maria Salas, of course, for being... Yeah, helping with the Marines, too. Anyway, thanks a lot, gents. We know that it's a pick and choose. And we're just happy that you all decided that you want to keep coming back up here, because you are appreciated.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You all be safe out there, and we'll see you, maybe probably see you tonight. I'm out there. I have a red shirt on along with, you know, like 100 other guys. but I'll wave at you. Okay. All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
I've been walking these streets so long, singing the same old song. I know every crack in these dirty sidewalks of Broadway, where hustle's the name of the game, and nice guys get washed away.
I am a parent and a healthcare worker. Education is key to a healthy community. Over the past 2 years, our children have suffered from unequal education. This is why we need new leadership in our county. This June, vote for Brian Caples for the Superintendent of Schools. He will hold the line for our children to receive an equal education and empower the school boards to do the same. Vote Brian Caples for the Superintendent of Schools this June. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Shasta County, there is a candidate in District 5 named Chris Kellstrom. Chris spent many years managing businesses in Anderson, Happy Valley, and elsewhere. Chris knows how to treat customers and employees. Chris would like to bring that experience and knowledge to Shasta County. Chris Kellstrom is not a career politician. He is a business manager and a problem solver. Shasta County is a great place to live, but we do have a few problems that need solutions. We can use a guy like Chris Kellstrom on our Board of Supervisors. Join me in voting for Chris. Paid for by the Liberty Committee. Not authorized being a candidate or candidate committee.
Your story begins here. Voted 2021 best in the North State to hold a work event. Book your event and let Wind River Resort and Casino make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you'll be amazed. 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Voters of Shasta County, it's time that we get educated and informed as voters. With elections right around the corner, it's time we keep our focus on what's really important for Shasta County. Seeking common ground, truth and transparency, pro-business, practical solutions, community first, responsive local government, law and order, and most importantly, electing qualified candidates. Visit ShastaVote.com for more information on how you can support pro-business, pro-safety, and pro-community leadership. Enough with all this chaos. We want and desperately need leadership with experience and hearts for our community. Ad paid for by ShastaVote, informing voters and electing qualified candidates. Supporting Bridget for district attorney, Johnson for sheriff, Darling Allen for clerk, Flores for superintendent, Browning and Reznor for supervisor 2022. Committee major funding from Sierra Pacific Industries, not authorized by a candidate or a committee controlled by a candidate.
Assemblywoman Megan Daly. She believes state government is failing us, and it's time to fix it.
California has the highest gas prices in the nation, and they're costing consumers billions. That's why I believe it's time to suspend the gas tax and put the money back in the pockets of hardworking Californians.
Assemblywoman Megan Daly. She believes in fighting fraud to save tax dollars.
After prison inmates collected $1 billion in unemployment, I helped pass a tough new law that will prevent those kinds of scams from happening again.
Megan Daly is endorsed by the California Professional Firefighters.
We added firefighters and improved forest management to prevent more wildfires. And I'm working hard to ensure wildfire victims recover.
The California Correctional Peace Officers support Megan Daly.
I believe to get crime under control, we need to stop releasing dangerous prisoners and hold criminals accountable.
If you believe, like Megan does, that it's time to fix state government, then re-elect Assemblywoman Megan Daly. Paid for by Megan Daly for Assembly 2022.
School boards have been tricked into following Newsom's crazy mandates. Brian Caples wants to train Shasta County school boards to advocate for the constitutional rights of children. Brian is running for Shasta County Superintendent of Schools. He will put children first, and he will empower school boards to stop these crazy mandates. I'm a high school teacher, and on June 7th, Brian Caples has my vote. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Welcome back to Free Five Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Hey, I've got 2 tickets to give away to the pancake breakfast to the first caller. Two tickets.
Could you tell us, turn me on here, could you tell us, Trisha's, we got a lot of activity coming in at 9 o'clock after the show is over. We have Leadership Reading
Leadership Reading.
Are going to be coming through to see, you know, the facility and how it's run. Oh, and
how the radio shows work.
How the radio show works, et cetera. They're not going to see us as we dart in and out of what that's like. But those are fine young men, and it really is such a treat to see them. So we're going to take our caller for the pancake breakfast. Now, the location is different this year.
It's right down the street from us. If it's down here in the promenade. They're setting up today. In fact, we'll be setting up our stuff because since we'll be on remote tomorrow.
That's why that street is closed.
There
I came
yep.
with the railway. Excuse me.
No, the railroad's not the reason.
Oh,
they're fixing the railroad.
Oh, okay.
It's
right backed up, trust me.
So, anyway, did we get a call for the pancake breakfast?
605-4567 is the hotline for 2 tickets.
Yeah, I'm giving away tickets. I've got 6 tickets to give away today, and I'm going to give them away in the next half hour. Let's go to the phones. Terry.
Hey, good morning, you two. How you doing?
I had the Marines on first, and then I knew we were open at 8:30. So.
Yeah, that was great. Anyway, the reason I'm calling is Sunday on Jefferson State of Mind, we're going to have Brian Daly on.
Good.
And the thing that's going to be different about our show is that he wants to take questions. He actually feels more comfortable, which is unique for a candidate, more comfortable in taking questions, so I wanted the folks to know. And then on the 29th, we'll have Anthony Tremino on, and we've already had Jenny Ray LaRue on. But it was a good conversation. You know, I think that the governor's race this year, I hope will make a difference. I hope people just don't keep doing the same thing we've been doing, electing the people that we keep electing it, and we keep having the same problem. So hopefully other people will get elected, and Brian will certainly be able to answer your questions on Sunday at 9 a.m.
Yeah, I hope that. I don't know if we've reached – I think we're quickly reaching the point in California that people are just about fed up. I don't know if it's right now, but I would say that people are going to look around – are looking around right now going, why are we in such a mess?
Well, until the Republicans can get their act together in the state of California to – get together and pick a Republican candidate for the state to get behind. Look at your ballot. How in the world can any of those Republicans possibly get into the runoff when you've got 45 of them running under the Republican thing?
You know, Trish, you're so right. And the other, it's kind of like, you know, the Republicans and the Democrats are playing poker. There's just all this big pile of chips in the middle. And the Republicans hold up four aces with the back showing all the same deck.
Yeah.
And then the Democrats hold up cards with different backs saying, well, we have five aces. And the Republicans say, well, how can you have five aces when we have four? And then the Democrats just reach over and pull the pile toward them. And the Republican response is, well, at least we played fair.
Exactly. But we've got this system where the two top candidates are going to run off. And the reality is that it'll probably be two Democrats.
And that was exactly the conversation I had with Brian yesterday.
Yeah,
it's over June 7th, folks.
Yeah,
I mean, most of this is over June 7th.
We simply have got to get together as a Republican Party and come up with a viable candidate. I believe with all my heart that if we had a viable Republican candidate in the state of California in this race, we could beat Gavin Newsom.
Well,
if everybody was behind
you're probably right,
candidate.
Trish. It's just a matter of we're... It's
get
just not happening. I mean, and is it not
together.
Happening by design, or is it not happening? Or are we just stupid? Why is it not happening?
I think that...
A little bit of both.
I think, yeah. I think that answer would be all of the above. Okay, Terry, 9 o'clock on Sunday, Brian Daly. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, sir.
Hey, let me read off the newest clues from the lost, from the lone stranger.
Oh, and they still haven't found it.
Oh, huh?
They haven't identified and/or found the loot.
And I talked to a well-placed source in the Asphalt Cowboys last night, and he said, "Yeah, they haven't found him yet." And he says, "You know, remember last year they had it; they had the loot in like 10 minutes." Okay, here's for the lone strangers. These robbers pressed into the valley. They rode up the mountain view. We checked all four directions. Found hints they'd been there too. Okay, let me do that again. These robbers pressed into the valley, then rode up to the mountain view. We've checked all four directions, found hints they'd been there too. Okay. For the loot. Hot on the trail, the search team seems to be looking through gravel, stone, and pine. Finding the compass shall show exuberance when, alas, you can say it's mine. I think that, you can't tell if they spell words by accident wrong or if they spell them on purpose wrong.
Usually it means something.
Okay, here it is for the loot. Hot on the trail, the search team seems to be looking through gravel, stone, and pine. Finding the compass shall show exuberance when, alas, you can say it's mine. Okay, the compass, is that the one at the bridge? You know, the sundial bridge? That's not a compass, though. That's a That's a kind of a clock, a time, you know,
yeah,
a sun clock.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? When the guy was talking to me yesterday, and he says, well, he says, I may have been too specific. He wasn't. He was, you know, but you know what? I was at the rodeo. I didn't really care about this, but I said, has anybody gotten close? And he says, they haven't even gotten close yet. So, okay. Good luck out there, my friends. We gave away two tickets, and guess what? I'm giving away two more tickets to the Pancake Breakfast, 605-4567. You want to go to the Pancake Breakfast for free right down the street from us? Come by and say hello to us and get your Pancake Breakfast tickets today.
You just have to. If you've never attended the Pancake Breakfast, if you're new in this community, you need to take the opportunity because these things just don't happen in every community. This is a wild thing that goes on down there in the Pancake. You don't wait long in line. Everybody's there and you're getting your breakfast. It's just a fun thing to do, and you're just not ever going to get this opportunity in other communities.
Thousands of people come to this.
Oh, absolutely.
And you go, oh, it's going to be so crowded.
But it isn't.
And it's going to have to wait in line. No, let me tell you, they've been doing this for 68 years. And people come in. They know what their job is. Their job is to grab their food. They eat. They throw it away, and you're off. And that line moves.
Always a place to sit. Always get through the line.
You're always moving in that line. It's not like you're standing still. No, they keep moving,
absolutely.
Moving. Okay.
Well-oiled machine, and so much fun.
We're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Tobacco and Brew. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. All your tobacco needs, all your accessories you need. Finest walk-in humidor in Northern California. They got it all at Tobacco and Brew. Open Monday through Saturday.
Early in the sack, I thank God I'm a country boy. With a simple kind of life, never did me no harm. Raising me a family and working on the farm. Days are all filled with an easy country charm. Thank God.
Kevin Cry is running for Shasta County Supervisor to rebuild public trust in our local government. As a small business owner, Kevin Cry was appalled that many of our local businesses were deemed non-essential and were forced to close their doors while others were allowed to stay open for seemingly random reasons. Our leaders should have taken a stand for all our local business owners, but they remained silent. Kevin Cry will stand with all of us. Vote Kevin Cry for Shasta County Supervisor, District 1. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hey, Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. We've elected career politicians for years now, hoping that the homeless problem, crime, wildfires, and water shortages will get better, and instead they all get worse. I am not a career politician. I'm an experienced businessman who knows how to solve problems and think outside the box. I want to work on our problems, not use them as campaign material every 4 years. Stop the insanity. Vote Chris Kellstrom for District 5 Supervisor. Is that paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor? Hey, Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here again. I'm running for Supervisor in District 5, which includes Anderson, Shingletown, now Happy Valley, and Cottonwood, where I live. The Anderson-Cottonwood Irrigation District is not getting any water in its canals for the first time in over 100 years. Happy Valley is again seeing huge restrictions. Mark Twain said, whiskey is for drinking and water is for fighting over. We are in a fight for sure. The Delta Smelt found some pretty good lawyers, and I think it's time for the citizens, ranchers, and farmers to find some better ones. Our needs must be moved above those of the fish and radical environmentalists. Help me fight. Paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Hey kids, what's your favorite kids meal at Black Bear Diner? Is it a mini volcano, burger sliders, chicken strips, or strawberry French toast? This month, have a grown-up bring you into Black Bear Diner, and while you're here, ask for a happy cupcake coloring sheet, get creative, and have them post your creation for a chance to win a meal for you and your favorite adults. We can't wait to see what you come up with. Happening this month only at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Everyone should feel safe in Shasta County, period. This is Baron Browning. Being a father and a Marine, and the mayor of Anderson has taught me that effective leadership comes from the willingness to put your own agenda aside and communicate with everyone. The people of Anderson did just that, and together we've made it one of the greatest and safest communities to live in. Let's make sure that all of our public safety personnel are not hamstrung with low funding and staffing by providing them the resources needed to keep our community safe. Vote Baron Browning for Shasta County Supervisor, District 5.
Paid for by the committee to elect Baron Browning for Supervisor 2022.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
California is headed in the wrong direction. Let's make sure we have representatives who fight for us. Assemblyman James Gallagher is that type of representative. When fires destroyed local homes and towns, James Gallagher forced Sacramento to act and got us the needed resources to rebuild. When the Oroville Dam failed, James Gallagher fought the bureaucrats to get the dam fixed and help those that were affected. James Gallagher has always been a fighter for us.
This is James Gallagher. Gavin Newsom and his liberal allies don't listen to us, don't understand our values, and don't care about our part of California. I took Newsom to court to stop his unconstitutional power grab, and I'm fighting the bad ideas, excessive taxes, and high gas prices that are harming our state. With your support, I'll keep fighting for you.
Paid for by James Gallagher for State Assembly, 2022.
Is Reading better off than it was 4 years ago? Absolutely not. Our local government has been asleep at the wheel for the past couple years, and we have been void of any effective leadership at the local level. This is why political outsider Kevin Cry is running for Shasta County Supervisor District 1 to help lead our community in the right direction. Shasta County has woken up, and we want change. Let's keep the momentum going and elect Kevin Cry to Shasta County Supervisor District 1. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM.
Like that song, Carl. Like that song.
Yeah, so do I. You know, last night during the barrel race, and they played that song for, you know, when the girls were making that third barrel turn, and they are coming back at warp speed. My friends, tonight, first night, this is family night at the Reading Rodeo. And I tell you what, last night, Extreme Bulls and Barrel Racing, Chuck Wagon Racing, it was just great. So you're going to have a great time. It's being televised live, and I recorded the show, so I just wanted to hear kind of what they were saying. And nothing but accolades for Reading and Shasta County.
Couldn't ask for better weather.
82 degrees. It's going to be, and then you're down on the river right there. And it cools off quick, so it's going to be a beautiful night. Hey, Elon Musk.
Yeah.
He, he put a $44 billion bid out for Twitter, and now they're starting to find things like, oh.
Mostly bots?
There are a lot of bots, and they said they don't know. They don't know how many fake Twitter accounts there are, but they looked at Joe Biden's. It appears that Joe Biden's Twitter account, half of them are fake.
Yeah.
They're made by
computers. And that would surprise you why.
Well, no, I'm just saying is that
now
he's looking at it. He says, look, my price to buy Twitter was based on how many people are here. Because he's going to murk his magic on it, and he wants to grow it. But you got to start with something. And if you say you've got 800 million, that's not the number, I have no idea what the number is, of Twitter followers. And then you find out that, well, not so fast. Maybe it's only 500 million. Again, that number is just made up.
Made up numbers.
Yeah. Well, that ought to drop the cost, down a little.
Well, and now you've got the situation where they have a deal that if either side backs out, there's a dollar figure that has to be paid. So if he pulls out of the deal without proving that they lied to the to the authorities about, they said less than 5%.
Right.
They've got to come up with a way to prove that, or Elon, if he backs out, is stuck for that $1 trillion payout or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But so if he can prove they lied, then they're going to get stuck with that. So this is a big,
this is a big
game of chess going on here. It's going to be interesting to see whether, in fact, Twitter is taken over by Elon Musk or just ceases to exist.
They're already quitting Twitter people, and I think two of them have been fired. Netflix.
But, you know,
did you see what Netflix
did? Go back.
Did?
I just have to say that. Yeah. Why is it that you can lie and cheat and what have you, and all you have to do is resign and it's all over?
Oh, no. Well,
they need to go to jail if they lie and cheat.
No, but see, that's a private company, but what happens when our government does it?
That's exactly what happens.
Look at Adam Schiff. Look at the major newspaper. People are saying things. This Joy Reid, I mean, why hasn't somebody just sued her and just said, you're just such a liar?
Defamation.
I mean, anyway, but no, it seems, appears that if you're a government official, like in the FBI, you can lie and just walk away from it.
And
then when they fire you, they come back 6 months later, you get reinstated with your money back. What's going on here?
Or you go to
here?
Work for one of these the TV stations or what have you and make a fortune. And nothing ever happens. Nobody goes to jail.
Nobody.
Very discouraging.
Well, and the people that go to jails, see, if you lie to a federal, if you lie to the FBI, federal authority, that puts you in jail, which is how they catch people. That's how they got the general. That's how they got that guy Sparky or whatever his name was.
But they're taking low-level fruit and they're throwing them in jail.
I understand that.
What
I was saying is, if you lie to a federal authority, I mean, in a lot of times, and this is the weirdest part, it wasn't what they were doing was illegal. It may have been unethical or whatever. It may have been questionable, but it wasn't illegal. But what they got him for was lying to the FBI. Well, now, if what was said by Hunter Biden and even President Biden saying things, I mean, if they're found to have lied, what, you know, I mean, Hunter Biden's walking around selling paintings for $500,000, and God knows they are not worth that unless you're trying to get in with his dad.
But you lie into authorities. Comey, how many times do they have him on the record lying to Congress, to the President of the United States, to the American people, to everybody else?
Yep. Nothing happened. Nothing happened. But if you and I did that,
if you're paying attention and you look at the little
details,
better
buy that
soap on the
road.
There's a whole lot of people that are going to jail and being fired and what have you, but they're lower fruit. They're not getting any of the big people. And I think the American, I want to know,
how come
we're not as in a society just screaming and yelling and kicking our feet? How much is enough?
Before people just say, okay, that's it, I'm just done.
I hit that months ago, years ago.
My BS indicator pegged out
a long time ago.
Okay. We just got a few minutes left. Let's get into more cheerful things here.
Okay.
Tomorrow, pancake breakfast. We talked about that, which is just a great time. We're out of COVID. You know, people just don't give a damn anymore.
Get over it.
Anymore. When I see a person with a mask, I'm thinking, oh, I wonder if they're okay. You know, because you're wearing a mask. And we've never been what you would call mass Nazis up here in Northern California.
No.
Now, something came up. Open carry. I asked Sheriff Johnson about that, and he said, if you listen to the show, well, you know, I used to be totally against it. Now, he says, the more research I've done, I'm leaning in that direction. Now, it would be Shasta County would be the only county, if they decided to do that, whoever wins, make it an open carry. Now, that with it comes responsibility and training. We'd be the only county, but I would bet you if we did it, you'd watch all of Northern California do it.
I think that's a true statement, and I really like the comments that Sheriff Johnson made about the fact that he has seriously taken, gone to some of the trainings through the constitutional sheriff thing, Sheriff Mack. Open your mind, take in the information, and have the ability and the leadership skills to change it. And
John,
I think that's a great step.
This was candidate John Green is the one that started this, and he pushed it. And the fact is both candidates can take ideas from the other one, I hope.
and make it happen.
So it, this, you know, we got to give people their due when this
came on.
But and it op- but it did change Johnson's mind enough to look at it. Now then my next question, I put this on Facebook, and the next question is how long do you think it'll be for other counties to do it up here in Northern California? How long do you think it would take the state government to pass some kind of law that outlawed it? Well, it's, as Johnson said yesterday, this same question is working its way up to the Supreme Court. So if Shasta County says, hey, we're going to be doing open carry, and then MODOC and Lassen and Tehama and all these others do the same thing, what happens next?
Well, exactly what happened when the Anderson Unified School District said, we're going to let our teachers have guns, and the state right away up and passed a law saying you can't do that.
But open carry, you know, they passed laws that you couldn't have open carry. Remember, people walked into some coffee shop in San Diego packing their guns to cause, I don't know, maybe to cause this, but it, they then said you can't carry pistols. And then they went and said, then you can't carry rifles. Or they may have already had the rifle already.
A few years back, we had a group of people move into this county, and we did the Asphalt Cowboys robbery, and people went ballistic. There was actually conversation about not doing it. You can't be shooting guns off. And this community went, are you kidding me? Get out of my county. This is what we do. This is how we do it, and we're not canceling.
I don't want to hear your cheap liberal BS.
Oh, yeah, go away. That was, I
now,
mean, we really got
upset. I understand
got
there was a county department that when you forgot about it, when the firing went off, they shut down real quick.
Oh, wow.
And then they, wait a minute, it's the Cowboys.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, have a great time.
Great community.
Join us tomorrow. We'll be down there. Linda and I'll be down there doing a remote down here in Pancake Gulch or whatever this is, right down here on the promenade. It's not in the same spot, but there's plenty of room. You'll see us. You'll see the KCNR table. Please come by and say hello to us and have a great day. And hopefully I'll see you at the rodeo tonight. Another great event. Another great
reason. Look for the guy in the red shirt.
Yeah. I'll be right there with a cowboy hat on and a red shirt.